Hello. I'm going to try this call recording again, but this time I'm going to speak louder and the microphone is much closer to my face because let's face it, the last one was absolutely awful. Oh my God. I'm going to the hairdressers because I haven't had my hair cut since like, I don't even know, May? It's because the girl I used to go to, she's gone on maternity leave. And I just like couldn't be bothered to find another hairdresser, you know? And I used to cut my own hair. So that part is fine. But I don't know. I can't do it that well. Thing is, my hair used to be blonde, so it's quite damaged. So I need a cut that will... you know, just get rid of the split ends and just someone who actually knows what they're doing. So yeah, I'm getting a haircut. I've got some exciting news. I'm still incredibly behind on content on Patreon and I'm really, really sorry. Like, I've barely had any early releases this month and like I'm so, so, so sorry. I'm just about feeling fine now. Still coughing. My voice is still acting up a bit. But I'm fine. The flu is more or less gone. Or flu or pneumonia, fuck knows what it was. It wasn't nice, that's for sure. So yeah, I'm still coughing a little bit, but honestly, I'm so much better. But doing like 3-4 hour recording sessions like I used to, I can't. It's just not happening. But I am trying. I will have to like make up for it somehow. I'll think of something. So I am really sorry and thank you for sticking around, those of you who did. I have some exciting news. A company, I'm not going to name them because first of all, you probably haven't heard of them. Because they're kind of a startup, they're quite new. And I don't know if I'm allowed because we haven't got a contract yet. But basically, it's an innovative sex toy. And they asked me to, basically for a sponsorship deal, something like a brand ambassador, because they really like my brand, they really like my growth, my dedication. And I had a meeting yesterday with the CEO and she was, oh my God, she was lovely. And I'm really, really looking forward to working with them. I think things will come into fruition around mid-January. First, they sent me a package of all their range so I can try them. And because obviously, I wouldn't want to endorse something that I don't think it's good. But it looks very promising. And I'm just like... honestly, so humbled and honored that out of all the creators that are around on the internet, and some huge names as well, they would pick me, let alone me. I can't describe how good it makes me feel that it looks like I'm achieving something. And obviously the money will help too. I don't know about finances yet because I've never done anything like this. They've never done anything like this. And it's a different generation. She's a little bit older. So she doesn't quite know about... well, technically this is influencer marketing. I wouldn't say I'm an influencer, but we'll have to look at it that way. We'll have to call it that. And she said she hasn't got experience in it. So she's going to do some research, I'm going to do some research, and we have to figure out how much to get paid. Because the thing is, it's a startup, it's a family company, very small. They do have full production already, but I don't want to give them a stupid price, because first of all, I want to support them. Second of all, I'm technically a nobody, so I don't want to fuck it up by telling them that I want $1 million, and then they'll be like, yeah, all right. So I don't want to come across as an idiot as well. But at the same time, I'm planning to put a shit ton of work into this because I will be making an audio or two. And if it works out, it will be an ongoing thing. And even maybe a video, because I do have the equipment to make high quality videos. I have a camera, I have a, you know, I can do a lot of things, but I'm not sure how much to charge, because yeah, I have my commissions, that's one thing, but this is going to be for commercial use, and I'm just so worried because I don't want to overcharge them, but I also don't want to downvalue myself and my work. I've been trying to talk to friends, but nobody's got experience in this, and I've been Googling and the prices are crazy, and I just don't know what to do. So that's something I need to figure out. I'm very conflicted about it, but at the same time, I'm incredibly happy. So wish me luck, yeah? Gosh, I'm so hungry. My appointment is at 1, it's 12 now, so hopefully I have time for a quick lunch. I just need to find a parking space and then go to the, I don't know what I'm going to have, I'll find something. But yeah, that's what's been happening. And then on Friday, it's Wednesday. On Friday I'm going to Budapest and I'll be there for a week again, looking after the two dogs again, well, my dog and my friend's dog. And then New Year's Eve's gonna be there as well with my DJ friend. You already knew him because I keep talking about him. And then in the first week of January, we're looking at this new apartment. And I am incredibly excited and scared because it's what I've been waiting for God knows how long. But at the same time, it's going to be straining financially. But I'd rather cut back and be happy than, because I'm not happy where I live right now. So the apartment is beautiful but unfurnished. So I need to get furniture, I need to get a bed, I need to get a mattress, I need to get wardrobes. In fact, I had this crazy idea that I'm not gonna have wardrobes. I'm gonna have clothes rails and like two chests of drawers. And I just put like a room divider in front of them. You know, I don't remember what the proper name is, but I think you know what I mean. That in Hungarian it's called a paravan, but it's like the Japanese sort of thing, you know, that you put up to divide a room, and foldable. And I would put in front of my makeshift wardrobe, but I could also use this to put it behind my desk. So when I record, I've got, well, let's say it's acoustically treated in some way. So it's a multifunction thing. And that would save me money. And that's actually, I think, a really clever idea. So I'm really excited to do all this. But I'm just like, I'm worried about the finances already because that's what I do. I fuck money up the wall and then I worry about the finances because I'm not good with money, unfortunately. Anyway, I wanted to tell you all of this because I'm not quite sure if I'm allowed to talk about it, but she did say discuss with friends. Maybe someone knows something. So, you know, some of you are my friends. So I wanted to, and it's a really joyful thing. I wanted to share it, you know, I kind of want to shout it off the rooftops. But I will wait with that until we have something official or until I receive the package because they are sending me the toys. I want to do an unboxing video and stuff. But yeah, I'm just so hyped, so hyped. Exciting times are coming. 2023 will be my year. Wish me luck. Thank you for listening. And if I don't do another one of these until New Year's Eve, I wish you all a happy new year, whether you're celebrating, whether you're just at home chilling. I hope this year, it has been a difficult year for many of us for many reasons, but I hope you manage to get through it, and I hope you have some amazing plans for the new year. And yeah, good luck. Love you.